Our opening hymn this morning has 8 verses, I believe, of 4 lines each. And after that, we'll be standing until the scripture readings. So I'm suggesting you please remain seated during the singing of the opening hymn.
Thank you.
Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. On this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Done marvelous things. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed to the sight of the heathen. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory.
Yeah.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who makest the minds of the faithful to be of one will, grant unto thy people that they may love what thou commandest and desire what thou dost promise, that among the manifold changes of this world, our hearts may there be fixed where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Chief Articles of Faith, Article 28 of Ecclesiastical Power. After this manner, our teachers discriminate between the duties of both of these powers and command that both be honored and acknowledged as gifts and blessings of God. If bishops have any power of the sword, that power they have not as bishops, but by the commission of the gospel. Not as bishops by commission of the gospel, but by human law, having received it of kings and emperors for the civil administration of what is theirs. This, however, is another office than the ministry of the gospel. So far, our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of Isaiah the prophet, chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord, Jehovah, is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. So far, our Old Testament reading. Epistle reading from the letter of the Apostle James, chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us, with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the ingrafted word, which is able to save your soul. So far, our reading of the epistle to the gospel. But now I go away to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and see me, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you the things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore I said that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Here ends our reading of the Gospel. We join in confessing our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you.
Our text this morning is the epistle reading, James chapter 1, verses 17 through 21. I'd like to call your attention at this time to verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Please be seated. What is the standard by which you should live your Christian life? James says the good is from God. The world says follow the desires of your heart. Lots of phrases. The one that caught my ear years ago, if it feels good, do it. Lots of things these days. Love yourself. Follow your heart. Be true to yourself. It is that James is referring to when he says, do not be deceived, brethren. The two verses that precede our text, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Change and decay in all around I see. Man's sin, rebellion against his Creator, has brought forth death. Don't be deceived, says James. Good comes from the Father of lights, the Creator, in whom there is no change. There's no death, no change or decay in him. Verse 18. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. That translation I just read says brought us forth. That's the New King James. The King James says begat, which I think is a better translation of the word. The problem is we don't begat anything anymore, do we? Anybody really got a handle on the meaning of begat? But we'll go with brought us forth, since that maybe rings a little better bell for us. It's an interesting word here in the Greek, in the original language. It's rare. In the New Testament, it occurs only twice. Here in this verse, and then in one more. Surprisingly, James chapter 1, verse 15. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth, begets, death. Interesting, isn't it? Let's read that verse. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creation. He brought us forth, he beget us by the word of truth. And John tells us the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He lived the life under the law that man does not live and cannot live. He took on the death that man's desire to be like God brought about in this creation, and brought about change and decay.
And he rose again to be the first fruits of life. Life without death. Peter says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." He has begotten us, overcome the death that human desire brings into this creation, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. How do you go about living the faith? Interesting, verse 19. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." James is interesting because the first natural sinful desires of man that he refers to is the tongue. No man, he says, can tame the tongue. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Be slow to speak, swift to hear, and slow to wrath. I kind of wonder if James isn't so focused on what we do with our tongue, because I don't know of anything else that we so easily excuse ourselves from sinning. Our Lord says, "Do unto others as you would have done unto you." How are you doing with that when it comes to what comes out of your mouth? Slow to speak, swift to hear. Most of us only listen long enough to find a spot where we can jump in with what we're quick to say. But of course, it's not only the sins of the mouth that James is concerned about. Lay aside all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness. Those sins that he doesn't even need to describe. Sins of sexual problems and so on. Theft, murder, and so on. And receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. That's what we're here for, isn't it? Gathered together for the word and the sacrament by which he implants his word in us. God created a beautiful world, and it remains with some beauty and some joys, and so on. But it's a dying world because of man following his desire rather than the word of God. All flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Don't be deceived, says James. This dying world and Satan, its prince, would have you follow the desires of your heart. But every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. In his large catechism, First Commandment, Luther has this to say, and I find it interesting. with this subject. So, he says, it is God alone from whom we receive all good, and by whom we are delivered from all evil. And then he says, I think we Germans from ancient times name God more elegantly and appropriately than any other language, from the word good, Gott, gut. It is as though he were an eternal fountain that gushes forth abundantly, nothing but what is good. And from that fountain flows forth all that is and is called good. Well, Luther, I don't think, New English. But we've got that same happy coincidence, if it is a coincidence, in English, do we not? We add a O to God and we've got good. Or maybe the other way around. I think probably our word good comes from God. Don't know. But 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, he writes, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. The good is from God. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give them rest unto their souls, We pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children who are on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament of his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of all their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of thy righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake.
Amen.
Rising to life again, hath restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, but deliver us from evil. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin.
take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and confirm you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all our sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. The blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
steadfast in the one true faith
unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin.
The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith
unto life everlasting.
Depart in peace.
Savior Jesus Christ,
given to death
for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins.
Body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith
unto life everlasting.
Depart in peace. Amen. Steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
given into death for your sake.
May he
take the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death of all your sins for your sake.
This is the true one, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of our sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for you for the remission of your sins. Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for all of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve and keep you in one true faith and a life everlasting. Depart in the Lord's peace. Thank you.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. To you, the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen. Thank you.